All right, here with Steph Kyriakou. After your third round here at the Dana Open, even with the delay, what was the mindset going into this third day?
I think I just try to keep it the same as it was pre-round. I had been playing good the last couple of days, so yeah, just try to keep everything the same, going and playing pretty aggressive. I know the course was a little bit wet after all the rain this morning, so we were able to, you know, pin seek, which was handy, and yeah, so same mindset going back out there.
What did you really capitalize, you think, on this course today?
I think my putting has been pretty good. I actually changed putters for the first time in like 12 years, so it was either going to be really good or really bad, so I'm glad it was really good. But yeah, I've held some nice putts. I've given myself some opportunities as well, which has been good, but yeah, just really converted them.
What'd you change from and to?
So I had a yes putter, which not many people would know because they don't really make them anymore. And I now have a Scotty Cameron Newport.
And did you start that this week?
Yeah. Yeah. So I just practiced with it a little bit last week. And yeah, this was the first tournament week or first tournament I've had with a different putter in a while. So it was a little bit nerve-wracking, but yeah, settled in easily.
A four-hour delay means you got to somehow kind of keep yourself and your mindset still there. What did you do during the delay, and when did you kind of decide to go back out, maybe practice, hit a couple balls before going out?
Well, I think I did what everyone did and try to dry the clubs and the clothes as much as we could before we went back out. But yeah, the rest of the time I just hung out with some of the girls, some of the Aussie girls, and talked a bit of crap, which we always do, so it's nothing new. And then I probably started warming up about 40 minutes before we actually had to go out. Just a few balls, few putts, and yeah.
And a nice way to end the day there on 18. Walk me through that.
Yeah, I hadn't actually been hitting my driver all too well the last couple of days. I mean, I've hit fairways, but it just isn't pretty, which is fine. And then I just tried to smoke a 3-wood there because it was a big carry number for me. Didn't make it. And then, yeah, made up and down from the front bunker, which was nice, and nice to finish with a birdie in front of the crowd.
I think we heard that too as well. I know it's up there right now, but kind of anything's possible in a course like this. Mm-hmm. Kind of what do you think about as you head into tomorrow?
I'm actually not too sure yet. I haven't really put myself in contention too much, so I need to kind of figure out how to deal with that. But I know Lynn's having like a really good day today, so I think I'm just going to do the same thing, and then hopefully I can follow in her footsteps.
I was going to say, I know both of you have had success on the Ladies European Tour. She kind of compared this event to playing with kind of a fun nature that you guys have played before. Do you kind of feel that kind of fun vibe playing out here?
Yeah, I definitely think so. And again, with the course being soft, I think it's like a birdie fest out there. So obviously when things are going your way, it's really fun.
All right.